like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Matt Watson back live on 1210 KOKK, live from Iroquois tonight. Iroquois Lake Preston hosts Hitchcock Tulare. We talked to Coach Stallman. Right now we'll sit down with the hometown head man, the Sharks head coach, Jared Kaufman. And Jared, of course, thanks for joining us here. Before we get to a season-opening win on the road last week, by the way, kudos on that, let's talk about the preseason slash offseason. You line them up things like maybe a camp. You line them up things like weights. But the offseason for high school football in South Dakota is largely dependent on the kids participating. How was your participation in the offseason, Coach?
It was awesome. I mean, we had 16 guys out for football, and all but two or three, I mean, were frequent flyers in the weight room. They put in the work in the weight room at the camps. And, yeah, I mean, it was awesome.
Well, and you got to love to see that because, and you know this, you've been there since the co-op started. You are basically bringing two schools together and building a new program. That is not an easy task.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, the first year was rough trying to get everybody on the same page, get everyone to gel. But these boys did it very, very quickly, not only our boys, but the co-op in general. I think everybody meshed very well.
And you were telling me last year, while you brought back just one lineman, this year you bring back a whole bunch of kids. Feel like this is, while it's a young team, it is a fairly experienced team.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're bringing back, we only lost three seniors last year, our quarterback, receiver, and a running back. And everyone else is returning. I mean, they got a year under their belt, and they're doing really well. You can definitely tell that they have a lot more experience compared to last year.
One thing that jumped out at me right away when I saw your lineup card was, well, first of all, you got a couple of kids listed at quarterback. Maybe you switch them in and out, but both of them are fairly young. You got a freshman and or a sophomore here at the helm. So a young kid kind of running the show, but again, kind of experienced, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Lucas was he was running back for us last year. He did really, really well. And our quarterback last year, Josh, he graduated. Lucas stepped up, and he's been doing great. I mean, yeah, we only have one game, but I've been really impressed. I was really impressed with him last week with him at quarterback.
Let's talk about that game, 36-26. You guys not only pick up a win in the season opener, but a road win. That had to feel good to open the season.
Yeah, I mean, we took care of the line. The line took care of business. Lucas did great. Lucas had 277 rushing yards in the first half. And we had a total of 375 yards in that win. And then, you know, it came down to the fourth quarter, and it was a nail-biter. But we ended up pulling it off, and got to tip your hat to Wilmot because they did a really good job.
So now you return home, get the home, or one half of your home opener, I guess. That was another thing. Before we get into tonight's game, one thing about the co-op is two homecomings and two home openers and two final home games of the season. There's a lot of, everything's doubled there with the co-op.
It is. So we have two home games in each location. But it's awesome. I mean, the two towns, Friday nights are electric in Iroquois and Lake Preston. It's awesome.
Let's talk about Hitchcock Tulare. You got a team coming in tonight at 0-1, got blanked in their opening matchup. I got to believe you've seen some tape on that. What did you learn here in scouting Hitchcock Tulare?
I mean, they're obviously a very good program. They want it. Good coach. They're big. They're big and they're physical. And, you know, we preach that all year. We just got to be aggressive and win up front, and then we should be good.
Real good, Coach. Well, thanks so much for joining us here. Good luck in the game tonight, and, you know, we'll be talking to you down the road.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Jared Kaufman there, head coach of the Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks. Let's send it back to the studios. When we return to Iroquois, we'll have starting lineups. We'll take a look at your officials, and we'll be about ready for kickoff. Hitchcock Tulare at Iroquois Lake Preston High School football tonight on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Iroquois. Matt Watson live tonight on 1210 KOKK as Iroquois Lake Preston hosting a game here for the first time in a couple of years. They were swamped out in their second, what would have been their second home game of 2022. 2023, the field was underwater, not able to play, and the community came together in this offseason and got them a brand new field put up here. So Iroquois Lake Preston, the Sharks, breaking in a new field here tonight as they host Hitchcock Tulare. Taking a look at the lineups here for Hitchcock Tulare. Offensively, Michael Nielsen will be the center, Dalton Ratchett and Aiden Morehouse the guards. The tight ends are Morgan Bottom and Preston Whiff. Wideouts are Derek Johnson and Peyton Chasinghawk. The running back is Blaze Binger, and the quarterback is Patrick Maynard. Defensively for Hitchcock Tulare, Aiden Morehouse, Dalton Ratchin, Preston Whiff, the front three. The linebacking core, Blaze Binger, Michael Nielsen, Morgan Bottom, Patrick Maynard, and the defensive backs are Derek Johnson and Peyton Chasinghawk. For the hometown Sharks, Iroquois Lake Preston will have a center, Rayson Tim. The guards are Ronnie Green and Rowdy Shield. The tight end, Rexton Blue. And wideouts, Bryson Blue, Peyton Hope, and Irvin Carter. The running back is Ben Kurt for Iroquois Lake Preston. And their starting quarterback tonight, number two, Lucas Pesky. Defensively for Iroquois Lake Preston, the front four will be Dante Glanzer, Rayson Tim, Ronnie Green, and Rexton Blue. Linebackers are Ben Kurt and Rowdy Shield. The defensive backs, Lucas Pesky, Irvin Carter, and Peyton Hope. Hitchcock Tulare comes in at 0-1, lost a home game last week against Corsica. Iroquois Lake Preston picked up a win in their season opener on the road, a win at Wilmot. As always, the officiating crew and the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, always looking out for you. Our officials tonight, Aaron Vandenberg, Tom Eggers, Al Hansen, Steve Riswald, and Darren Vandenberg. That's your law on the field tonight. Your officiating crew here in Iroquois, Aaron Vandenberg, Tom Eggers, Al Hansen, Steve Riswald, and Darren Vandenberg. That is your law on the field. And as always, it's brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Got the captains out on the field, handshakes being exchanged now, and we'll be underway here momentarily. A fresh 12 up on the board. You're listening to High School Football, a special Thursday edition here on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK. And over the years, there have been Thursday games, some Saturday games. I know they used to do a little Saturday thing at Tiger Stadium where they brought in a couple teams from out of town, so happened to see a Thursday game on the schedule this year. Iroquois Lake Preston going to win the toss. They will defer, and I assume Hitchcock Tuller will probably take the football, and it looks like they will. So Iroquois Lake Preston will move right to left to start off this game, and Hitchcock Tuller will take the football to start, and they will move left to right. Iroquois Lake Preston, the home black unis, blue shirts, white numbers for Hitchcock Tuller. Red pants, white shirts, blue numbers, red outline as the Patriots in town here tonight. Looking for their first win of the 2020-24 campaign. Iroquois Lake Preston looking to build on a week one victory on the road. Now moments away from kickoff here. Thanks for being with us tonight. You're listening to 1210 AM KOKK in Huron. High school football coverage now 3 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. So, again, we'll see Hitchcock Tulare's offense first. Patriots will try to get in the end zone, not only first in this game, but for the first time this season. They were held scoreless in that season opener against Corsica Stickney. And Peyton Chasing Hawk is the deep man to return. Also out there, it looks like the up man is Max Gilbert. Set to kick it away here for Iroquois Lake Preston. Dante Glanzer ready to kick it away right to left. So Glanzer glances up and down the line. And he's about set to kick it off to Chasing Hawk. And we will be underway. Again, Max Gilbert, that up man. And Gilbert's going to fall on this one right about the 34, 35-yard line. So Hitchcock Tulare will take over their first series on offense. First and 10, their own 34, as we are now underway here in Iroquois. And for the first time since 2022, not exactly a Friday night lights, but Thursday night due to, of course, the holiday weekend, the South Dakota State Fair. They'll go one wide each side. Lone man in the backfield is Binger. Binger will get the handoff and dives ahead for a gain of pretty close to eight. As Blaze Binger starting off with a nice positive number for Hitchcock Tulare. We'll put him down for seven, and it'll set up a second and three.
We'll give him eight. Second and two.
So Binger, nice gain to start this game. Yeah, that is closer to eight. Binger going to start at the tailback position. He'll get the carry, and he's across midfield down to the 45-yard line of Iroquois Lake Preston. We'll put him down for 13 more and a first down for the Patriots. Hitchcock Tulare into Shark territory. They'll set up first and 10, about the Shark 43. Defensively for the Sharks, Dante Glanzer, Rayson Tim, Riney Green, Rexton Blue, that front four. And you can see them linebackers hanging pretty close to the line after a couple of runs by Binger. Now Maynard's going to keep it himself, and he's in for a gain of five or maybe 6 yards. So Hitchcock Tulare effectively moving the ball on the ground to start this game. They go with runs of 7, 13, and now we'll put him down for five, and it'll make it second and five as Maynard gets his first carry of the night. Maynard will go from the gun. They'll stretch it out. Three receivers left and one right. Hand off, Binger, left side, following those blocks, trying to get the corner, spun around and dropped by number 32, Rowdy Scheel. Shy of the first down marker, but not by a lot. Binger going to pick up about four. They'll need almost a yard here for a first down. Set up on now a third and less than one. And they'll line up just inside the 35, about the 34-yard line of the Sharks. Maynard again from the gun. One wide each side. Handoff. Binger tackled immediately. Did he lean forward far enough to get that first down? This one might be close. And they say first down. They are going to move the chains. We'll put him down for a couple. And we'll make it first and 10 for Hitchcock Tulare. So I don't know what the first down situation was for the Patriots last week, but they are consistently picking him up on this drive. First and 10, pitch to the near side. Binger again trying to make the corner and again does not. Spun around and dropped by the defensive end, Rexton Blue. So Binger going to gain two or so, set up a second and around eight. Make sure to stay tuned. Halftime, we'll take a look at the first half numbers. We'll get you that scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Gary Zelotto Glass will bring us our post-game report after the conclusion of this one. A receiver to each side, and now the motion man right to left is Derek Johnson, and he moved a little early, and that'll be the first penalty of the game tonight for either team. That'll mark them off five and set up second and around 13. They'll go from about the Shark 36, 37-yard line. Clock at 8:40 to play opening quarter. No score here in Iroquois. Iroquois and Lake Preston, third year of the co-op. As always, co-ops take usually a year or two to kind of get on track. And here's Binger, right side, bounces it back in and back outside. He's down the sideline. He's in close to the goal line. We'll see where they mark him down. This one started back around the 37, so we'll see where they set him up. He's inside the 10. They're waving off the chain gang.
Looks like it's about the 6-yard line.
We're going to put him down for 31 yards, and Hitchcock Tulare looking at possibly their first touchdown of the season. Binger out of the backfield. Johnson in motion right to left. Johnson dives middle. Binger follows him, and he's in for six.
Binger's up the middle. That's a touchdown. Touchdown, Patriots.
So Hitchcock Tulare will put up their first score of the season. It'll come with 7:45 to play in the first. Be a 6-yard Blaze Binger run, and now they will set up for a 2-point conversion. Maynard will go. Well, Maynard is not even in the backfield. He's at a wing right now. They'll leave Johnson in the backfield by himself. Derrick will take it left side, and he is in for two. Hitchcock Tulare, an 8-0 lead, 7:45 to play opening quarter. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Iroquois. Matt Watson here on KOKK tonight as the Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks hosting here tonight. Hitchcock Tulare, the visitor, got the opening possession of the game, and they will get the opening score. 8-0 Patriots lead. Peyton Chasinghawk ready to kick it off left to right. Here's the kick. Takes a couple of hops. Sharks are going to fall on top of it. Back around the 30 or just inside of it. We'll see where they mark him down, and we'll get a look at Iroquois Lake Preston. Grayson Tim, the center. Ronnie Green, Rowdy Shield, the guards. Tight end is Rexton Blue. The wideouts, Bryson Blue, Peyton Hope, Irvin Carter. The quarterback, Lucas Pesky. The running backs, Ben Curd. Front three for Hitchcock Tulare. Preston Whiff, Aiden Morehouse, Dalton Rathjen. Linebackers are Patrick Maynard, Morgan Bottom, Michael Nielsen, Blaze Binger, defensive backfield Derek Johnson, and Peyton Chasinghawk. It'll be Pesky from the gun with Curd behind him. Two receivers left and one right. First and 10, Iroquois Lake Preston from their own 29-yard line. They'll give it back in the old flea flicker, and a guy down the right-hand side is open. Did he make the catch? I think he did, or was it intercepted? Oh, Peyton Chasing Hawk picked this thing off. So it was Lucas Pesky, I guess. I thought they had shifted that over to Kurd, but Pesky was the thrower intended out there for Carter, but picked off by Peyton Chasing Hawk. So turning things around quickly for Hitchcock Tulare is the defensive back. 7:24 remaining in the opening quarter here. Hitchcock Tulare 8-0. They'll get the ball back here, first and 10 on their own about the 38 or so. Handoff. Trying to get to the outside is Binger, and he will not. Rowdy Scheel over to make the stop for Iroquois Lake Preston. They will mark him down for a loss of about 6 inches. It'll be second and a long 10. Clock inside of 7 minutes. Patriots strike first and then pick off the first pass from the Sharks, trying to get up a couple of scores early. Hand off again. Nope, Maynard kept it himself. Trying to make the corner, slips the first tackle. He's through the second. He's across the 40-yard line down to about the 42 and around a dozen for Maynard. And Maynard is a little slow to get up. And remember, he had that collarbone issue. Or no, maybe that wasn't him. That was Pesky. Yeah, that was on the other side, so we'll see what. I think Maynard just got kind of pulled down there awkwardly. Either way, he'll be happy with the pickup. It's around a dozen and brings up a first and 10 from their own 42. Maynard from the gun, one wide each side, Binger in the backfield. Quick pass left side is for Chasing Hawk, and the whistles will kill the play, or is it just an incomplete pass?
Second and 10.
Boy, it seemed like that whistle came awful early, but no, no penalty, just an incomplete pass. So now a second and 10 for Hitchcock Tulare, their own 42. Patriots lead 8-0. Same look, one wide each side. Now Peyton Chasing Hawk in motion left to right. He'll get the handoff and runs right into Rowdy Scheel, and Scheel not going to let him have any of it. So Chasing Hawk will lose maybe about half a yard. And we'll bring him back to the 40 for now a third and 11. So after a very successful 8-play all-on-the-ground drive in the opening possession, Hitchcock Tulare now faced with a third and around 11 from their own 40. And a chance for the Sharks here to get it back. Hand off Binger. Left side can't quite get through the first wave. He's tripped up and he'll pick up around 3. So decision time now, although I would assume Hitchcock Tulare would kick it away here shy of their own 45-yard line, but we'll wait for the official decision from Coach Salmon. 5:25 left opening quarter. Hitchcock Tulare leads 8-0. And it looks like they are going to go for it. So Maynard will go from the gun, one wide each side, and Binger the lone man behind him on a 4th and 9. Maynard, the option, he'll keep it himself, and he is down shy of the first down marker. He'll pick up around 6, but that is not enough, and it'll turn it over on downs here to Iroquois Lake Preston. So the Sharks, who were picked off on their first play here in this home game, now we'll get the ball back first and 10 in Patriot territory. They'll have the ball at the Patriot 48-49-yard line. 5 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Patriots 8-0. Iroquois Lake Preston trying to answer after shutting down the Patriot offense. Here's Pesky from the gun. A couple of receivers left. Kurd, the lone man in the backfield. First and 10 just across midfield. Pesky barking out the call. Fakes the handoff for Kurd. He'll take it himself. Spun around after a gain of about 2, maybe 3. In there to make the stop, Blaze Binger.
Blaze Binger on the stop. He'll gain 3.
So Pesky will pick up 3, bring us to 2nd and 7, around the 46 of the Patriots. So Iroquois Lake Preston winning, not only picking up a victory last week, but 36-26, a tight game, pulled away in the fourth, and a road game. So a nice start to the year for the Sharks. Pesky from the gun on a second and seven, and everybody jumping across there. I think maybe Iroquois Lake Preston just pulled the Patriot defense offsides, and they did. So another five-yard penalty here against Hitchcock Tulare, second of the night. Iroquois Lake Preston yet to be called for a penalty. The Sharks will turn a second and around seven into a second and closer to two or three. Pesky will again go from the gun, this time two receivers to the left, and Curd, the lone man in the backfield. Curd, the carry, cuts it back, bounces it outside, got a block. He's across the 40, 35-30, and here comes the flag. Most likely a hold, and in fact, the way that Riney Green is putting the hands up like, why me? I'm pretty sure that's going to be a hold on the Sharks, but we'll wait for the officials to bring it back. The flag is out around the 39 of Hitchcock Tulare, and it'll have a block in the back or a hold here against Iroquois Lake Preston. And I didn't see if they have a block in the back, so they'll mark off the yardage, bring us to a second and around 11 as the Sharks absorb their first penalty of the night. And that's a tough one. Turns a second and two to a second and 12. Pesky from the gun, one wide each side. Irvin to the right, near side is Peyton Hope. Curd in the backfield, Pesky following the Curd block, bounces it back in across midfield, bounces off the pile and tries to get it outside. Into the 45 and the 44, he ends up picking about 7 yards up, but boy, did he work for him. Ran into the initial scrum, bounced it outside, and then ran it right back in. So for Iroquois Lake Preston, looks like the officials have an issue with the clock, so they'll set that up here. 8-0 Hitchcock Tulare in the lead. 4:18 now to play here in quarter number one. Actually, it's going to be 4:05 here in a moment. The officials are going to stop the kids from lining up quickly while they adjust the scoreboard. And there they got 4:05 up. And there's the whistle, and we're back underway. Pesky again from the gun. Now on a third and around six. Pesky the snap. He'll follow Curd to the far side of the field, trying to get the corner. Cuts it back in. Got a block. He's awful close to the marker. We'll see where they mark him down. It looks to be about half a yard shy. Oh, no, they're calling it first down. Okay, so I officially have the angle wrong here from this side. So we've got first and 10 at the 38 of the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. So a nice run there. And Pesky will go from the gun. Two receivers to the near side, Hope and Irvin. Curd, the lone man in the backfield. On a first and 10 from the Patriot 38-yard line. Pesky awaits the snap. Some whistles right before. Oh, I guess they weren't official whistles. Curd's going to get the carry near side. He slips the tackle. Maynard's got him by the jersey, but he's going to keep on trucking, and they'll finally whistle it dead. And here's a flag. That's going to be a late hit on Maynard. So the Iroquois Lake Preston Sharks are going to get 8 on the run and possibly another 15. We'll see if they say that it's of the 5 or the 15-yard variety. Yeah, personal foul. That'll be 15. So for Hitchcock Tulare, three penalties, 25 yards on the evening. Iroquois Lake Preston, the lone block in the back for 10. And it looks like this is going to be awful close to, yeah, right about on the 15. So a first and 10 from the 15. Sharks trying to put one on the board. Hitchcock Tulare leads 8-0. 3:05 left opening quarter. Pesky from the gun, Curd behind him. The two receivers this time to the right, and the snap is off Pesky's hands, and he's going to have to fall on it. That'll be pretty close to
second down on a loss of about
4 or 5 yard loss there.
The second and 15 from the 20-yard line of the Patriots.
Set up for a second and 15 back now at about the Patriot 20. 2.5 minutes to play here, first quarter. Hitchcock Tulare scoring first, leading 8-0. Iroquois Lake Preston trying to answer. Threw a pick on their first drive, but the defense shut down the Patriots, got the ball back, and now marching. First and 15 at the Patriot 20. Curd the fake handoff. Pesky's going to keep it himself and gets gang tackled in the backfield. Preston Whiff was through quickly. Patrick Maynard there to help finish it off, and they'll lose a couple more yards.
Back to the 23-yard line.
So about three more, and that'll make it second or third and 18. Now around the 23-yard line. The Sharks need the 5 of the Patriots to get it to, I guess, an and goal situation. You wouldn't move the chains at that point. I guess you'd move the down marker. Curd behind Pesky. Two receivers right, one left. Spreading it out a little more, and here comes the penalty, and that's going to be a delay of game. So that's going to make it a third and 23.
Now it's second, or excuse me, third and 23, or excuse me, 28.
Second penalty of the night on Iroquois Lake Preston, and another painful one is now third and 28. Snap to Pesky. Lucas back to pass. Flushed out. Runs to the far side of the field. Still looking to wing it. Towards the back of the end zone is over the head of Rexton Blue and incomplete. And that will make it fourth and 28.
That'll bring up fourth down for the Sharks.
I guess that was Bryson Blue.
28 on the 33-yard line.
So Pesky, probably not the start he envisioned through the air. 0 for 2 with the one pick, but Sharks still an opportunity here. Fourth and 28 at the Patriot 33-yard line. Pesky from the gun. Same look. Two receivers right, one left. Curd in the backfield. On a fourth and a mile. Pesky back to pass. Looks left for Hope. Now flushed out. Runs to the far side. Lobs it again. He's got a man in the end zone. Up in the air, and the ball's batted away by Derek Johnson. Looking for Carter on the pass, and the incomplete pass will turn the ball back over to Hitchcock Tulare. Minute 33 to play quarter number one here from Iroquois. 8-0, the visiting Patriots in the lead, and I think we're going to get now an official timeout or a Patriot. It's a Patriot timeout. Minute 33 to play first quarter, 8-0, Hitchcock Tulare. Patriots with the ball back when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. Yeah. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day.
I am too.
But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Minute 33 now left here in the opening quarter. Patriots with the ball back, third possession of the first frame. They went for a touchdown. They turned it over on downs, and their third look will be first and 10 from their own 33. It'll be Chasing Hawk at the helm. The handoff is to Binger. Binger breaks through. Across the 50, 45, he's got one man left to beat, and that man will spin him around and drop him. It's Irvin Carter, but a big run there by Blaze Binger. So Binger starts at his own 33. We got 17, 27, pick up a 32 for number 23, and that'll be a first and 10 Hitchcock Tulare at the Shark 35. So the Patriots, another nice rushing play here, and we'll see, is it Chasing Hawk again or Maynard? And it looks like it'll be Chasing Hawk. He'll hold on to it, follow Binger, got slips the first tackle and cuts it back inside. He's inside the 30, 25-20, gets around the guy. He's inside the 5, and he's in for the touchdown.
From 35 yards.
Chasing Hawk from 35 yards out.
35-yard run for Chasing Hawk.
This one will come with 55 seconds to play here in the first. And Chasing Hawk from 35 yards out. And I don't know what the deal is with Maynard. I don't know if he did get dinged up on that play, or maybe they just decided to make a change, but... Here's the handoff. Binger trying to cut it back in for two, and he does. So a 16-0 lead for Hitchcock Tulare. Back for the final minute of the first quarter when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family.
Did you want mine?
No matter what the future.
Or if you want another drink.
Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to Iroquois, where Hitchcock Tulare, after being blanked at home last week, picking up a couple of scores in the opening quarter of this one, and now a 16-0 lead for the visiting Patriots. Iroquois Lake Preston picking up a road victory in their first game of the year. Looking to come back.
We have an ambulance.
Somebody hurt?
Kurt and Peyton Hope deep for the Sharks.
Kurt and Hope deep on the kick here. As now the ball fell off the tee, and looks like Morgan Bottom is going to kick. So I wonder if Maynard is hurt. So Bottom ready for the kick left to right. Sharks on the return inside of a minute left in the opening quarter. Patriots a couple of touchdowns and a couple of two-point conversions for a 16-0 lead. Here's the run up and the kick. Pretty good line drive kick off the fingertips of a Shark. Back inside the 30. He'll pick it up back across the 35, and that'll be about it on the return, just shy of the 35, in fact, around the 33. So Iroquois Lake Preston, their kind of their share of woes tonight, as picked off on the first play from offense, and then with an opportunity to score, ended up backing up on a couple of penalties and then turning it over on downs. And see if the Sharks can shake the bad luck here with 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter, down 16-0. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 33. They're going to go to 32 on the clock and get that, or 52, get that set up. And we got about another 20 minutes or so, and the sun will be behind the trees over here. But boy, it is kind of blazing right now. Here's Pesky from the gun, Curd there behind him. Boy, and they got Nielsen to jump, but didn't get him across. Here's Pesky taking it himself, the far side. Binger in to make the stop, and that's going to go for a short loss.
Stop by Binger.
Loss will be about two, second and 12. And It'll wind that clock at 35 seconds, so Iroquois Lake Preston, if they so choose, wouldn't have to run a play here before the break. It looks like they're going to get together and, yep, they're going to try to get one more in here on a second and 12, about their own 31. Pesky from the gun, Curd behind him, one wide each side is Carter and Hope. Pesky on a second and pretty close to a dozen. We'll hand it off to Curd. Curd right up the gut, pick up around three. And that should do it for quarter number one here in Iroquois. After a quarter of football, Hitchcock Tuller 16, Iroquois Lake Preston nothing. Come back on a Sharks third and long when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on 1210 KOKK 12.
In between quarters? Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Iroquois. A fresh 12 is on the clock. The Sharks now moving left to right after we switch ends. And looks like the Sharks are going to set up on what I thought was going to be a 3rd and 12. I guess it's a 3rd and 10. Pesky will go from the gun, one wide each side. Pesky back to pass. Looks right, looks left, nearly crushed by Nielsen. He's got to give it up and does on a little screen play to Curd. Curd back to the original line of scrimmage, and the pickup is about a yard. And that's going to make it fourth and pretty close to nine. So we'll see what Iroquois Lake Preston elects to do here. As, again, the officials here are going to hold it up here as they're having just a little bit of issue with the scoreboard as 12 is up, 16-0. Hitchcock Tulare in that lead. They got the six on their opening drive. They turned it over on downs on the second drive. They'll get their, they're hoping to get their third look here pretty soon, and now it looks like they're going to have to reset the scoreboard as got to work out the kinks a little bit. You got to keep in mind, this is the first game here in a couple of years. They're just adding on to the press box, I see. We come out here next year, we'll probably see another wing to the press box here. As, again, the field all brand new, the community coming together, rallying to try to get something for these kids to be able to play in Iroquois, and they got it done. So tonight, the first game here since 2022, and Sharks currently trailing, though, 16-0. 11:40 to play here in the first half. Sharks are going to kick it away on a 4th and 8. Decent kick taken by Chasing Hawk at the 45, just across midfield. He spun around and dropped by the Sharks. So Hitchcock Tulare will take back over, and we'll see again if Maynard comes out at all, if he's at quarterback, and Chasing Hawk is still going to be out there. I don't see Maynard on the sideline either. I'm not real sure. So Chasing Hawk at the helm. Binger in the backfield. They'll run a couple of wideouts here. And the snap through Chasing Hawk's hand. He does pick it up and get the pass off to Derek Johnson. Nice awareness there. Johnson slips one and now two tackles. He's inside the 45, and I think the football came out. Fumble on the play. And it'll be picked up by Iroquois Lake Preston.
10 sharks from their own.
So they do get the 5 yards on the completed pass, which is a little bit of a miracle because they had Chasing Hawk dead to rights after the snap went off his hand. But the big defensive play, the Sharks forced the turnover, and they will take over first and 10 at their own 44. Here's the snap. Pesky from the gun. Three receivers to the right. Pesky going to follow Curd to the right-hand side. He's got the option. He won't give it up. He'll keep it himself, and he is wrapped up after a gain of a yard or two and dropped here. Morgan Bottom over to help out on the stop, and also Preston Whiff. Actually, that's Dalton Ratchin from the defensive line spot. So a couple of yards for Pesky. Second and 8, they'll go their own 45. Sharks trying to put one on the board. 16-0, Iroquois Lake Preston trailing here. Hitchcock Tulare, couple of first quarter touchdowns, couple of first quarter 2-point conversions. 10:25 to play in the second. Here's Pesky from the gun. Two receivers to the near side. Lone man in the backfield is Curd. They got a receiver to the far side as well. That's Bryson Blue. Pesky going to run it to that side, looking for a block from Blue, and he got one across the 50, the 45, the 40, and pushed out of bounds around the 35-yard line.
Left side.
And this one should go for 15-plus. We're going to put him down for 17. And a big run for Iroquois Lake Preston as the Sharks will get a first and 10 into Patriot territory, down to the 38-yard line. And big play there for the Sharks, for Iroquois Lake Preston. In my opinion, they got a... got to get one in the end zone here. Got to put a score on the board definitely before the break. 10 minutes to play in the half. Moving it along here. First and 10 at the Patriot 38. Pesky from the gun. All three receivers to the right. Curd, the lone man in the backfield. Pesky fakes the handoff and will take it to the near side with all those blockers. He's through the first wave. Ratchin slipped him. And Pesky is tackled here by Michael Nielsen. Looks like they'll put him down for six, bring up a second and 4.
Second and 4, ball is on the Patriot. 31-yard line.
Iroquois Lake Preston down to the Patriot 31. This is not the furthest they've been tonight. They were actually down to the 15-yard line, had a first and 10 on the 15, but a couple of untimely penalties and a snap off the hands of their quarterback, and ended up turning that one over on downs. Iroquois Lake Preston looking to score. Second and 4. The Patriot 31. Curd to the far side. Bounces it out. Tripped up. He does get the first down, but you could see Curd had a lot more yards in mind there, but just got tripped up at the line, or at the first down marker. He is, however, in for that first down and will line up about the 26 or 27 of the Patriots as Iroquois Lake Preston again threatening for the second time tonight. 8:56 to play here in quarter number 2, 16-0. Hitchcock Tulare on top. Pesky will go from the gun. Couple of receivers to the near side. There's a motion man. That's Bryson Blue. They'll give the handoff to Curd. Curd right up the gut. Pick up of a couple. The football loose. Is it out? Iroquois Lake Preston, it appears. Nope. Hitchcock Tulare football. So Curd with the fumble lost. And that'll dash the hopes on this drive here for Shark fans as Hitchcock Tulare will take back over. First and 10, their own 20. 8.5 minutes left here in the first half. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll take a look at the numbers. We'll pass along any scores that we can find on the South Dakota scorecard. Of course, there probably won't be a whole lot here, a Thursday night game here, week of the State Fair. We'll see if we got any scores to pass along. We definitely got one here right now, 16-0 Patriots. Here's Binger, again trying to bounce it outside, and this time tripped up and brought down immediately by Ben Curd.
Curd again on the stop. It'll be second down, no gain. We're going to call that second and 10.
Second and just inside of 10 here for Hitchcock Tulare with about 8 minutes left in the half. Patriots already a couple of touchdowns, a 6-yard binger run, a 35-yard chasing hawk run. And now we'll get a flag, and we're going to get encroachments against the Sharks or false start. The encroachment against Iroquois Lake Preston. So for the Sharks, their third penalty, three penalties, 25 yards. Patriots also three penalties, 25 yards. There you go, 7:55 and counting to play here in the first half as the Patriots, after the 5-yard penalty, will go on a second and five. Go second and five from their own 25 with, again, Chasing Hawk at the helm. One wide each side, lone man in the backfield. Binger will get the carry. And somebody got a handful of jersey and chased him down. I think it was Race and Tim.
Gain of about four. It'll be third and one.
Binger going to pick up pretty close to four. And going to make it third and one. They need the 30 to convert. Patriots up a couple of touchdowns here on the road. Shut out in their opening week loss. Happy to get on the board for the first time this season. Patriots now looking for their first win of the campaign. And Binger going to move it ahead at least the yard they need, and then about five more as Binger moves the chains for the Patriots. Clock winding, nearing the midway point here of the second quarter. About 6:45 to play here in the half. Patriots up a couple of touchdowns. Blaze Binger, a rushing touchdown from six. Peyton Chasing Hawk, a 35-yard run. Derek Johnson, Blaze Binger, running in a couple of two-point conversions. That's all the scoring here tonight in Iroquois. Chasing Hawk to snap. Quick pass near side is complete. Shaking one tackle is number one, Max Gilbert, but couldn't get away from the second would-be tackler. And I think they're going to actually end up losing yards. Yeah, they're going to lose a yard.
That's a loss of one. It'll be second 11 for the Patriots. The ball is on their own.
So Patriots on a second and 11. We'll go from their own 35, and there's the midway point of the second. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Patriots inching, looking for their third score of the night. Chasing Hawk going to keep it. Far side, bounces off a would-be blocker, and then hung the football out, trying to stretch it out, and I think almost lost it. He did lose it, but the Patriots are going to recover.
Rathjen on the recovery. It'll be third down.
Dalton Rathjen there to save the day for the Patriots. They do lose a yard and will set up on a
34-yard line.
Third and around 12. The press box rejoicing that the sun is going down behind the trees over there. It was pretty bright. Here's the pass to Binger. Nice little screen set up over the middle. Binger's got a blocker, and he's in for a gain of around 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9 of them, or somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe 8.
Fourth and 4 from the 42-yard line. Fourth and 4 for the Patriots from the 42.
So the pickup there, 8 on the little screen dash. 4th and 4 here for Hitchcock Tulare. Patriots will bunch it up. Wing to each side. Handoff is to Binger. Oh, they'll have the first down and then some. He's across midfield. It's a foot race now, folks, and he is gone down the sideline. They got a chance there at the very end, but they're not going to get him.
That's Binger.
58 yards, Binger on the run.
For another Hitchcock Tulare Patriot touchdown.
Patriots will put this one up with 4:22 to play in the second. Be a 58-yard run by Blaze Binger, and now they will set up here for the two-point conversion. Patriots right now a 22 to nothing lead, and the Patriots looking for two more. And they'll run that same two-point play with Johnson kind of at the tailback spot, and Johnson is in for two. 24-0, Hitchcock Tulare. We're back to Iroquois in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
24-0.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Iroquois. Remember, the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard updates, which here on a Thursday night, it's fine. In August here, not a lot of scores to pass along. I think I'll be able to give you every score in the state of South Dakota every time we do the scoreboard, because I'm pretty sure there's 9 games going on in this entire state. And I think 5 of them are all nations games. There's 2 9A games, 2 9B games, and I think 5 all nations. The kick return a little bit mishandled by Kurd, but boy, he's able to sneak through that first wave of tacklers. He's back across the 30 and the 35. Actually, no, they'll mark him just shy of the 35. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering a plethora of services. 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron, right across the street from the post office there, the Mirror Family Hair Care. 9A scores, Falkton leading Ipswich 14-0, 7 minutes to play in the half. Phillip leading Timberlake 15-0. Second quarter just underway. Hitchcock Tulare up 24-0 here on Iroquois Lake Preston, and Falkton leading Ipswich 20-0 in the second. The All Nations games, Omaha Nation leading Teo Spazina. That's actually a final 20-0. Pine Ridge blanked Maiapia Luda 55-0. St. Francis Indian beat McLaughlin tonight 50-0, and Crazy Horse leading Crow Creek 38-6. Halftime score there, Winnebago leading Cheyenne Eagle Butte Teos Potopa 16-0 with about 7 minutes to play in the half, and that is the full state scoreboard here on a Thursday night. Pesky going to keep it himself and trying to kind of bounce off the pile and then run around the end, but not able to get anything going there. In fact, this one's going to go for a loss of a few yards.
Loss of about a yard. Second and 11 for the Sharks. The ball is on their own 33-yard line.
Clock at 3.5 left here in the first half. Remember, halftime, we'll recap that scoreboard again. We'll pass along the first half of numbers. We'll take a look at the schedule for Dakota Sports. And actually, you know what? I don't have a September schedule, so forget I said that. Here's Pesky from the gun. 3 receivers left. Kurd in the backfield. No handoff. Quick pass left side. Complete. Complete to Ho. Back to the line of scrimmage and wiped out by a couple of Patriot defenders. Over there was number 10, Tristan Noel, and Morgan Bottom. And this one's going to go for, well, maybe a yard. They'll get that yard back.
We'll give him a yard. Be 3rd and 10.
Set up 3rd and 10 here for Iroquois Lake Preston. And Sharks really needing to get something going here before the break. Down 3 touchdowns now. Had a couple opportunities. Best one, a 1st and 10 on the Patriot 15. Here's a 3rd and 10. Pesky from the gun. They'll go from their own 33. Handoff, nope, fake to Kurd. Pesky will keep it himself. Looked outside, forced back to the inside. Pickup is around 2, and here comes another late flag.
There's a flag late. Gain of 2. It was fourth down. We'll check the flag now.
See what the flag is here. It looks like a personal foul against the Patriots. So that will give Iroquois Lake Preston a 1st down and then some. That'll be 15 against Hitchcock Tulare. Their second 15-yard penalty, four penalties, 40 yards tonight against the Patriots. Iroquois Lake Preston will now be just shy of midfield. In fact, the nose of the football might be touching the 50-yard line as they go on a first and 10 after the penalty. So an opportunity here with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Iroquois Lake Preston blanked at home so far, trail 24-0. Pesky from the gun on a first and 10 from midfield. One wide each side, two to the left, actually. Pesky going to follow Kurt up the middle. Slipped off the first tackle, spun around inside the 45, and dives ahead for a few more. He'll pick up pretty close to 6 or maybe 7 yards.
Of 6 tough yards right up the middle. He's second and 4. Ball is on the 43.
Put Pesky down for 6, make it second and 4, and now Iroquois Lake Preston fighting the clock a little bit. They do have 2 timeouts, which I would assume we'll probably see one called here shortly with a closing out the half here. They would get the ball back after the break. So a score here would be huge for Iroquois Lake Preston. Here's Pesky from the gun. The handoff is Curd. Curd trying to bounce it back outside. Now cuts it back in. And he will end up losing about a yard. So now a 3rd and 5, clock at 45, and they're just going to let it roll. So now down to 35 seconds to play here in the first half, and the Sharks on a 3rd and 5 from the Patriot 45. Pesky from the gun to receivers left, one right. Here's the whistle again. That's the timeout for Iroquois Lake Preston. It'll come with 22 seconds to play in the half. Patriots leading 24-0. Sharks on a 3rd and 5 when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Graff Electric of Woolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work in Woolsey and the surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out Graff's Electric at graffelectricsd.com. Graff Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. Call Jay at 353-5366. Graff Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman.
Yeah, it looks like he
kind of
got his belt wrong there.
Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance Wessington, equal opportunity provider, 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Dakota Sports.
Pesky from the gun on a 3rd and 5 here, and the Sharks get him to jump off sides. Going to pick up 5 and a first down there as they got number 50, Tucker Gilbert, to jump. And Gilbert looking to the sky there. I don't know what the deal is with penalties if you get a lap or two, but I think he might have saw his future in practice here. Here's Pesky, the snap on a 1st and 10, and they got him in the backfield. Quickly getting through was Preston Whiff, and Whiff able to make the sack here. They'll lose about 3 yards or 2 maybe, and we'll get another timeout for the Sharks. We're just going to take a 30-second break this time. Back in 30 seconds, 30 seconds on KOKK.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Iroquois. 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Like Iroquois Lake Preston couple of timeouts after they got a penalty that gave them a first down, and they got another penalty that gave them a first down, and then lost a couple of yards. So now a second and 12, Pesky from the gun, 24-0 Patriots, 15 seconds to play first half. Iroquois Lake Preston hoping for something before the break. Pesky back to pass, looks right, flushed out and sacked. Combining for the sack, 56, Dalton Rathjen, 55, Preston Whiff.
Whiff and Rathjen. Pesky's dropping the backfield, a loss of about four.
The loss is four, and that is going to do it as they let the clock expire for the first half of play here in Iroquois. So Hitchcock Tulare at the half, leading Iroquois Lake Preston here in Iroquois. 24-0. We'll send it back to the studios here for a three-minute break. When we return, we'll take a look at some of the first half numbers. We'll get you a scoring summary. We'll get you the entire state football scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for a second half of football here tonight in Iroquois. Hitchcock Tulare 24, Iroquois Lake Preston nothing. It is halftime. We're back in 3 minutes on KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is halftime, and welcome back to Iroquois. 24-0, Hitchcock Tulare in the lead, picking up 16 in the opening frame, 8 more in the second, leading here at the break 24-0. They will kick it away to Iroquois Lake Preston to start off the second half of play, see if the Sharks can get something going to start the second half. The first half, all Patriots with 7:45 to play in the first. They would cap off the successful opening drive, an 8-play drive of about 65 yards with a six-yard Blazebringer touchdown run. Derek Johnson would take in the two-point conversion. It was 8-0 Patriots. Iroquois Lake Preston was then picked off on their first play. The Patriots would turn it over on downs and a little bit of a volley there before the Patriots would score. At the end of the first, with 55 seconds to play in the first quarter, Peyton Chasinghawk would take it in from 35 yards out. Blazebringer would tack on the two-point conversion. And after a quarter, it was 16-0. And Peyton Chasinghawk in there on that run because Patrick Maynard was injured at some point in the first quarter, has not returned. In fact, I haven't even seen him on the sideline throughout the rest of the first half of play. So if I get a chance, I'll sneak down and see if I can get an official, unofficial diagnosis of some sort. But for now, we'll just say Maynard is out. Peyton Chasinghawk in at the helm for Hitchcock Tulare. So the Patriots led 16-0 after a quarter. They tacked on eight more in the second with 4:22 to play, a 58-yard run by Blazebringer. The two-point run good from Derek Johnson, his second of the night, and the Patriots here at the half leading 24-0. Send it back to the studios for another three-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll break down the numbers, get a check of your scoreboard, and we'll be that much closer to a second half of football. 24-0 Patriots at the break. Back in 3 minutes on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your TNL irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Iroquois, breaking down the numbers from the first half. Halftime here in Iroquois, Lake Preston. Iroquois, Lake Preston, the Sharks trailing the visiting Hitchcock Tulare Patriots 24-0. Numbers for the visitors for Hitchcock Tulare through the air. Patrick Maynard was 0-for-1 before his exit from the game. Peyton Chasing Hawk is 3 for 3 for 12 yards. Derek Johnson a catch for 5, but he did lose a fumble after that. Max Gilbert a catch for -1, and Blaze Binger a catch for 8. Again, Peyton Chasing Hawk is 3 for 3 for 12 yards. Maynard was 0 for 1. On the ground, Maynard had 3 carries for 23 yards before he exited. Peyton Chasing Hawk has 3 carries for 34 yards and a touchdown. He also lost a fumble. And Blaze Binger is tearing it up out there tonight. 14 carries, 167 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the first half. Hitchcock Tulare has been penalized 5 times in this first half for 45 yards. Patriots with about a dozen through the air, about another 2.25 on the ground, 45 penalty yards. Patriots lead 24-0. For Iroquois Lake Preston, Lucas Pesky, 1 for 4 for 1 yard and an interception. That interception was made by Peyton Chasing Hawk. That one catch was made by Irvin Carter. Carter has a catch for 1 yard. For the Sharks on the ground, Ben Curd, 8 carries, 14 yards, and a fumble lost. Lucas Pesky, 12 carries, 34 yards. So just shy of 50 on the ground, a yard through the air, 25 penalty yards against Iroquois Lake Preston. And the Sharks here at home with a 1-0 record on the season, trailing 24-0 to Hitchcock Tulare. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror is located at 35 4th Street Southeast in your downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering a plethora of services. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, sugaring, eyelash extensions, shampoo sets. You can stop in for an appointment at the Mirror. They do accept walk-ins, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. You can also call. Call for an appointment with Lori, 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. In the Mirror, bringing us our scoreboard update. Hitchcock Tulare leading here in Iroquois, 24-0. Let's see, 9A scores tonight. Phillip leading Timberlake, 15-0. Second quarter just underway. In halftime, Falkton in front of Ipswich, 20-0. 9B, of course, we told you, Hitchcock Tulare 24, Iroquois Lake Preston nothing at half here. Falkton leading Ipswich 20-0 at the half. Oh, they put that one in both. And then the All Nations games, Omaha Nation beat Teal Spazina 20-0. Pine Ridge a win over Maya Luta 55-0. St. Francis Indian beat McLaughlin 50-0. Crazy Horse leading Crow Creek at the end of the half 38-6. And Winnebago leading Cheyenne Eagle Butte Teal Spatopa 16-0. They got about 7 minutes to play in the first half of that one, and Marty and White River yet to kick off. We are past 8 o'clock here, 8:09 to be exact. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1210 AM KOKK. Live from Iroquois tonight as the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots in town looking for their first win of the season. Sharks come in at 1-0, but threatening to be shut out here as they trail Hitchcock Tulare at the break 24-0. Back to the studios for 2 minutes when we return. A second half of football from Iroquois. Patriots up big. We'll talk more after a 2-minute timeout on KOKK.
When is the right home truly home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Graff Electric of Woolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work in Woolsey and the surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out Graff's Electric at graffelectricsd.com. Graff Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. Call Jay at 353-5366. Graff Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun?
Vikings
in
the cold?
It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark.
Oh,
and yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. for your crop insurance needs.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Ober and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.